Hey guys, welcome back to the pronunciation challenge. I'm Stephanie and nice to see you today. So the video we're watching today is about being single. But not only to be single, but also to be single happily. Because that's how we can really find our true love. Some people are really afraid of being single because they're afraid that they can find their another half. And then they might die alone or something like that. But to me, I don't think that being single equals being a loser. Because you still can live a happy life on your own too. You don't have to rely on other people to bring you happiness, right? And if today you're in a relationship with the wrong guy, it's not a good thing, isn't it? So the thing is, no matter you're alone or you're dating someone, the most important thing is to live happily and never feel regret for your choice. Now let's take a look at the sentence today. It's time to liberate companionship from the shackles of coupledom and make it as widely and as easily available as sexual liberators wanted sex to be. In the meantime, we should strive to make ourselves as much at peace as we can with the idea of being alone for a very long time. It's time to liberate companionship from the shackles of coupledom and make it as widely and as easily available as sexual liberators wanted sex to be. In the meantime, we should strive to make ourselves as much at peace as we can with the idea of being alone for a very long time. Now let's take a look at the first vocabulary. Liberate. Liberate 这个字呢，有解放或者是让某个东西重获自由的意思。那它是一个动词。那它的名词的话，例如说解放者或者是解救者。就叫做 liberator 那解放运动或者是解放这个字本身的名词呢叫做 liberation 那 liberate 这个字呢通常会搭配from 这个介系词就是你可以说把某个对象从某个情况当中解救出来所以如果你今天想说把我们必须尽力的去把人们从贫穷当中解救出来，你就可以说 We must try our best to liberate our people from poverty. 所以就是 liberate our people from poverty 嘛，从贫穷当中解救出来这样子。那再来我们看到下一个 companionship. Companionship 这个字呢是友谊或者是交往伴侣关系的一个名词。那通常 ship 这个结尾呢会表示一种状态所以就是 companionship 就是 companion 的状态那 companion 是什么呢 companion 就是同伴伴侣或者是朋友那它是它比较像是一个对象一种人的一个名词那这个字来自于 company 这个字 company 这个字除了我们一般讲的公司意思以外呢它当作名词还有同伴或者是陪伴的意思那它也是名词，但是它就不会像 companion 那样子有一个人的形象的感觉，它就是单纯在讲陪伴这件事情。那这个字的动词叫做 accompany 就是陪同或者是伴随的动词。那我们这边用 companionship 来造一个句子好了，假如你今天想要说一个人他是一个很合群的人然后喜欢跟一大堆朋友在一起你就可以说 He is a gregarious man. He enjoys the companionship of a large number of friends. 在这个句子里面 gregarious 是合群的意思它是合群或者是喜欢社交的一个形容词。那我们看一下下一个单字 shackle。Shackle 这个字呢，当作名词有枷锁、桎梏或者是束缚的意思，就是一个把你困住的东西。但它也可以当作动词来使用。当作动词的话，就是一样是把你束缚住，或者是把你羁绊住，就是在也是有点像是把你困住，让你动弹不得的感觉这样子。 那我们生活中就会有很多这种 shackles，就可能是来自于你的家人，或者是你的朋友、同侪压力等等的，这些都可能是我们生活当中的束缚。那如果你想要挣脱这些束缚，活出自我，并且永远不要后悔你的每个决定，你要怎么说呢？你就可以说 "Break your shackles and live your life, because we should never regret the choices we have made." 那再来，我们看到下一个字 "coupledom"。"coupledom" 这个字呢，它其实是从 "couple" 这个字来的。那结尾加上了 "dom"，就表示一种状况、一种状态，跟刚刚的那个 "ship" 有一点点像。那 "coupledom" 这个字呢，是伴侣关系或者是夫妻关系的意思。那有些时候也会把它拿来当做同居的一个关系，或者是就有些人想同居会用这个单字。那除了 coupledom 以外，同居还有另外一个很常用的单字叫做cohabit。cohabit 是同居的动词，那跟你同居的那个人呢，就叫做 cohabitant。那怎么样讲同居这个关系？同居这个关系的名词叫做 cohabitation。那其实现在，因为恋爱的观念越来越开放了，所以有很多人开始可能不结婚，但是他们会同居。那现在越来越多年轻人也开始同居，但是很多人其实，在同居的状况下，并不知道它的基本问题，还有它的危险性。这句话用英文要怎么讲呢？你可以说：Many young people do not know the basic facts about cohabitation and its risks。意思就是，现在越来越多年轻人不知道同居的基本问题和它的危险性。那我们来看最后一个单字：strive。Strive 这个字呢是动词，它有努力跟奋斗的意思。那它后面通常会加上 to，然后再加上动词。那这个字还有另外一个很像的意思，叫做 endeavor。Endeavor 也是很努力，或者是很试图尝试要去做一件事情。那它的用法跟 strive 一样，也是后面加 to v。但是 endeavor 还有另外一个词性，它可以当做名词。名词的话也是努力的意思。那这可以怎么用呢？例如说，今天看到一个人，他的人生得到了很大的成功，但是其实他的成功其实是来自于努力，而不是运气或者是机遇的话，你就可以说 His success came from endeavor rather than opportunity。就是他的成功，与其说是机遇，不如说是因为他够努力。Now let's get back to the sentence today. It's time to liberate companionship from the shackles of coupledom and make it as widely and as easily available as sexual liberators wanted sex to be. In the meantime, we should strive to make ourselves as much at peace as we can with the idea of being alone for a very long time. And that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for joining me today. And leave your comments below. Don't forget to check the complete video. I'm Stephanie, and see you tomorrow.